Well, when did you first notice this?
2 hours ago, during my morning tumor search.
And how often have you been checking it?
Every few minutes.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to remove it.
My pancreas?
No, your fingers. Just stop poking yourself. Come.
That's it,
sir.
Well, aren't you going to run any tests?
No, here, please. Now, Mr. Garrison, please. Now, listen to me. You've been here every day this week. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. The only person I see more of around here is your nephew.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him. He's a hypochondriac.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Oh, I just love brownies.
Yeah, this is an old family recipe, and there's a fascinating story that goes along with it.
Can I just have the brownie?
Suit yourself.
Ow!
You got the lucky Brazil nut.
Lucky Brazil nut?
You should have listened to my story.
Well, that hurt.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Doctor, but now back in Hickory, we'd do something to fix you right up.
Like what? Go down to the swamp and lick a bullfrog?
No, go to a dentist. We quit using that bullfrog thing years ago.
Yeah, Laverne, you made brownies.
Careful, I think I broke a tooth.
Oh, you got the lucky Brazil nut.
Go to the dentist.
Well, of course you should go. Go. I'll cover things here.
I can't. I've got that interview today with the Miami Examiner. Tooth can wait. Ow! Tooth can't wait.
Maxine, just go to the dentist. Go. I mean, I'll do the interview.
Okay, but remember, a good story can really bring in the donations.
But don't worry, Maxine. I've done a million of these things.
Thanks. Give him hell, Harry.
Okay. All right, Laverne, let me know when that reporter gets here.
All right, but when he does, let me give you a tip. Don't make that sucking sound.
What sucking sound?
Lately, after you eat, all I hear is...
I do no such thing.
Believe me, Doctor, you suck.
Hey, I got a leash and collar just like that.
Charlie, what would you need a leash and collar for?
Oh, like you've never played Bat Doggy, Bat Doggy.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Brenda. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the party. F. Scott and I will be there at 1 o'clock sharp. Of course I'm bringing the lasagna. It's in the oven now. See you. Oh, my God. I forgot the lasagna.
Lasagna, can I have a piece?
There is no lasagna. I've got to make it, and I've got to get Scotty to the pediatrician. Charlie, do me a favor and take Dreyfus to the vet for me.
Why should I? You wouldn't give me any lasagna.
There is no lasagna, you idiot! Come on, just this one little favor, that's all I'm asking.
No way! That's how it starts. Soon you'll be asking for favors all the time.
What?
That's how it was with me. I'll start with that first beer you gave me. Now I'm over here eating your food, doing my laundry, making hundreds of dollars of 976 calls on your phone.
You did what? You've been making those immoral, disgusting calls from this house?
No time to talk. I gotta get to the vet. I got a sick dog on my head.
Thank God. I thought those calls were Daddy's.
Frank Millard is here from the Examiner, now remember.
Yeah, I know. The sucking noise, please.
No, don't cross your legs.
Why not?
Because it makes you look like a big girl. Right this way, Mr. Millard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Weston.
Frank Millard.
Okay. Frank Millard, you're on sports. You cover the Dolphins.
Used to cover the Dolphins.
Oh, you wrote some great stuff. What happened?
It's a lie. I did not spit in Don Shula's face. That's the way I speak. So this is it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Reminds me of the locker room at Ebbets Field.
Oh, really? Thanks.
They ought to tear this joint down, too. So come on, give me your spiel.
Like everything else, the bottom line is dollars.
Yeah.
And we've been working on a shoestring budget, so standards are not quite up to...
Whoa, time out. Doc, you put me to sleep here. Let's come up with an angle. So, what made you join the team?
Well, and clinics like this are always looking for qualified doctors.
Good. So they brought you in from the bullpen to get the save, right?
Well, I just want to do my part.
And you really came to play.
I do the best I can.
And I suppose you always give 110%, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody's a jock.
Is the doctor in? I'm having an appendicitis attack.
Mr. Garrison, your appendix was took out when you were 12.
Maybe it grew back.
That is impossible.
Anything's possible if you believe.
I'm sorry, you can't go in there. The doctor's in the middle of an interview with the Miami Examiner.
Oh, really? Oh, I've got stories of the curly's hair, medical nightmares.
No, now listen, you stay away from that door, and I'll run you some tests.
What kind of tests?
We'll start with an EKG.
And
maybe a PPD.
How about an MRI?
You're dreaming. But I got something that's just perfect for you. A GIT.
What's that?
Yeah.
I think I got everything I need here.
Really, that's it? We're done?
Yeah. I got the angle. I got the final score. All I need now is the filler.
Oh, really? I mean, I feel there's so much shy. I haven't told you.
Oh, hey, Doc, I'd love to stay and talk, but I got to get over to the Pillsbury Bake Off.
They got you covering that, too?
No, I'm starving.
I'm Dr. Heather Cook.
Well, hello. I'm Charlie Dietz, but you can call me Buck.
Buck?
That's my professional name. I'm Bronco Buster.
Well, it says here that Dreyfus is owned by the Weston family.
Oh, I'm doing this for my neighbor, Harry. He relies on me quite a bit.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you. I wish I had a neighbor like that.
Maybe you can. Where do you live?
So, we have a mild inflammation of the ear.
Yes. Only it's not mild and it's not my ear.
Hello, Dreyfus. Don't worry, boy, I don't bite.
Do you nibble?
Some drops that'll take care of that. You know what? As long as I'm here, I'm going to check them out.
You lucky dog.
Any other problems?
Yeah, you know, my doctor says my cholesterol's a little high and wants me to lay off meat. What do you think?
Charlie, I'm a veterinarian.
Really? Don't you miss cheeseburgers just a little?
morning, slugger.
Slugger?
Oh, you ain't seen the paper today. Sure.
Oh, the article. Hometown hero knocks one out of the park for clinic. Ooh, that's cute.
Gets even cuter.
Came in from the bullpen to make the save. A one-man team. What is this? This is all about me. He doesn't even mention you or Maxine.
Oh, sure he does. Dr. Weston regularly makes the big play with an occasional assist from his able nurse, Darlene. Now, there's one for Mama Scrapbook.
I did not say that. This looks like I'm taking all the credit.
You notice that, too.
Did Maxine see this yet?
Scared?
Yeah, this is Dr. Harry Weston. Let me talk to Frank Millard. Uh-huh. You have him call me as soon as he can. No, this is not a spitting complaint. Hey, Maxine. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. God. Hello, Darlene.
Could you take a look at my throat? Dr. Douglas says it isn't inflamed.
Well, then I'm sure it isn't.
Oh, I want an opinion from the best.
Well, who says I'm the best?
You did. It's in the newspaper.
No, I never said anything like that. That reporter really kind of twisted everything all around.
Oh, to think I used to come here when she was the only doctor. I was risking my life.
We got news for you. You're doing it again.
Maxine, I can explain everything. Maxine, believe me, those quotes were taken completely out of context.
Oh, really? And exactly what was the context of this remark? As to why he volunteered, Dr. Weston said the clinic was desperate for a good doctor. As opposed to the quack who was already here. Here's a beauty. Before Weston's arrival, the clinic was strictly a Bush League operation. What is that?
It's a mistake. It's a huge, ugly mistake. I wish you had given that interview.
How could I when you were pushing me out the door to the dentist?
Pushing him out the door? You cracked your tooth.
And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you planted that Brazil nut in Blondie's brownies.
Maxine, come on, you're being unreasonable.
If I was being unreasonable, I'd part your hair with that coat rack. Wait a minute.
I think Dreyfus has taken a turn for the worse. He developed this hacking cough, kept me up all night.
I thought you said he was the neighbor's dog.
That's how loud he was.
Seems fine to me.
Thank you, doctor. And thank you, I won't forget.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's just a promise I made to donate my time to underprivileged animals if Dreyfus was spared.
Really? The animal shelter's looking for people to clean out kennels on weekends. I'll call.
No. You know, that sounds great, but please, don't call. I'd rather get it on my own.
I didn't realize you were such an animal lover.
Yes, I am. Of course, I can be gentle, too.
You are definitely a charmer. Well, you'll have to excuse me. We're all jammed this morning. You are just adorable.
Isn't he, though? Try that again, your puppy chow.
Excuse me, Dr. Douglas?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Jane Walsh. I'm a reporter with the Banner.
Save it. I've had my fill of reporters.
No, you don't understand.
Look, I don't have time.
No, but my editor knows all about how you founded this clinic. And then he read that one-sided article on Dr. Weston, and he wanted me to do a piece on you.
Have a seat. Can I get you anything? Coffee? Candy? I can send out for Chinese.
No, thanks. Now, we felt that the way Dr. Weston took all the credit was not only unfair, but totally inaccurate.
I couldn't have said it better.
Tell me, Doctor, at what point did race become an issue?
What?
Well, as a white doctor educated by an elitist medical school system, did he simply come in and take over? Or was there a power struggle?
Ms. Walsh, racism is not an issue here.
Oh. It's sexism, isn't it? Just the career of a female doctor being suppressed by a domineering, egocentric male.
Wait a minute. You've already written this article. Why don't you try interviewing me instead of yourself?
Excuse me, but I happen to be a professional reporter.
Yes, but in spite of that, let's try to get a few facts straight. Now sit down. No pad out, pencil up. You write, I'll talk. Limp. 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 Got it?
Work with me, Dreyfus. You're my furry little ticket to paradise. Now, I had a whimper like this. Come on, Dreyfus, pay attention. You think with a head that size, you'd have a bigger brain. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. One more time?
And when I called the reporter to clear things up, he wouldn't even talk to me.
You all you can, Daddy.
I'm sorry Maxine's feelings are hurt, but she just, I mean, won't listen.
Then it's her problem, not yours.
You're right. And why do I feel guilty?
Because we feel, Daddy. It's the Weston way. You see, even Dreyfus feels your pain.
Come on, Dreyfus, you gotta put more agony into it. Really sell it like this.
Charlie, what is going on with you and Dreyfus?
Well, if you must know, my parents never bought me a pony.
Right, Charlie, the truth.
All right. I'm teaching Dreyfus to limp. I gotta get him back to the doggy doctor. You should see that new vet, babe.
Ugh, I should have known.
Charlie, I believe this is a new low for you.
Please, Harry, let me go a little lower. I'm almost there.
Look, Charlie, you get your own pet.
My own pet? Yeah, why not? I wonder what kind of a pet says Charlie Dietz.
How about a weasel?
Where am I going to find a weasel? Wait, the city's crawling with stray cats. I bet I could find one with a limp.
Oh, my God, what have I done?
Don't worry, Daddy. Even alley cats have standards. Come on.
Nothing personal, Dreyfus. But, hey, you're too old to learn a new trick. This time it's my own pet, Princess.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, for starters, she's a little high-strung.
Yes, I can see that. I can also see that she is a he, Charlie. Princess is a boy.
Sure fights like a girl.
Charlie, this is a sick cat.
Telling me, just see where he licks himself.
I think Princess may have an intestinal obstruction. He may need surgery.
Please, doctor, whatever it takes, just do it. Thank God we have you. You know, I feel like this has drawn us closer together. How about dinner tonight?
Gee, Charlie, I would have loved to before, but I'm treating Princess now, and I have a policy never to socialize with my patient's owners.
What?
But I
really respect you. It's not everyone that would spend this kind of money to save a cat.
How much money are we talking here?
About $500.
Is that in cat dollars?
Removing an intestinal obstruction is a difficult procedure.
Couldn't you just, like, squeeze him real hard?
We have got to do something about Dr. Weston. That man's head is a swelling out of control. Look at this article in a banner. Dr. Weston, medical miracle worker. When do you suppose he had time to fit that interview in?
He didn't give that interview. I did.
Normally this never happens to me, but I'm confused.
Maxine, this has gone on long enough. Now, if you feel we cannot resolve our differences...
Doctor, you better read this.
What is this? Dr. Weston is one of the finest men I've ever known. What's going on? Maxine, did you actually say that?
Don't let it go to your head. Believe me, it makes me sick to read all the nice things I said about you.
I don't understand.
Me neither. Now my name is Levine?
Maxine, I don't know what to say. Why'd you do it?
Well, that reporter came here ready to do a hatchet job on you. So I had to straighten her out.
Looks like you did. Thanks.
Well, I figured I owed it to you after the way I blew my top the other day. I can see now how these interviews get out of hand.
I wish I'd handled my interview that well.
I thought you said you'd done a million of these things.
I never said I was good at them. Oh, hi, dear. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm from my school newspaper, and I'd like to do a story in your clinic. Who can I talk to?
Not me, I'll tell you.
Look, doctor, you're going to love the story the little kids wrote about the clinic.
I've seen enough stories about the clinic.
Not as good as this one.
Laverne gives shots that don't hurt. Laverne saved a little boy's life once. Laverne. Ah, here I am. Dr. Weston has a big dog named Dreyfus who really, really likes Laverne.